Hey, it's that time again. It is time for our Forever Friends segment. It's brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus on Town Drive in Elizabethtown. Adam in the afternoon is on vacation, so I was lucky enough to get to kind of revisit my old gig, which was interviewing Mike McNutt from Hardin County Animal Care and Control. He's the director down there. The Grand Poobah, the Sheriff of Dogs, as I used to call him. But we kicked this thing off, coming up on 2 years here pretty soon.
Yeah, it's been... We've done 186 animals total, and the first one we did October 19th of 2017.
Wow, so we're coming up on 2 years pretty quick.
Yes.
Now, of all those animals that have been talked about, cats and dogs, one featured each week, how many have been adopted?
185 out of 186.
That's fantastic.
That's fabulous for us.
Now, we've had some fun events happen in this last 2 years. There have been some expos. There have been some adopting things, some specials. And you guys are always trying to get new ways to get people interested and get you into the shelter. And you're always looking for volunteers.
Yes.
So, kind of revisiting some of the things you and I used to talk about when I did this feature before I moved to mornings. What is it right now that you need to concentrate on? Is there a season that's coming or a climate change? What can we do for you?
We had to deal with the vet being gone for 3 weeks to fulfill her military promise, which I just have the most respect for. But at the same time, we had 3 weeks of only having a vet one day a week. That significantly hurt the return to field program. We just ask people to be patient with the cat program. We're starting to pick back up. August the 5th is when we're going to start accepting cats again, only because currently right now we have 77 cats in the shelter. You know, we had gone to where we were only having 25 and 30 cats in the shelter. So once we got packed, we had to slow down the numbers coming in, just because them coming in staying with us are just going to get sick. And then we're going to have to put medicine into them. It's better for them to stay where they are, then get with us, and then let us do our thing, and then put them back out in the community where they belong. So the program is going fantastic. I have a lot of support for the program. We have a few naysayers that don't like it. But for the most part, if it's people that have a problem with the animals being somewhere where they don't want them, there are deterrents. If they call us, we can give them those deterrents. We have a list that we've made up. There's a lot of things you can do to keep cats from getting on your motorcycle or your truck. If you're having that problem, give us a call. We're more than glad to help you out with it.
All right. So we always feature one dog and one cat, and they're adoptable and at the shelter and ready to go. Who are our specials today?
Today we have Boomer. Boomer is a handsome brown and white basset hound beagle mix. If you ask me, he kind of looks like a boxer. But he loves plenty of outdoor time, but this fella is an escaped artist when it comes to fences. So he can clear a fence. He's waiting to find his new forever home.
And our cat for today?
Our cat is Maeve. That is M-A-V-E, Maeve. M-A-V-E. Maeve is a one-year-old gray tiger stripe female with beautiful green eyes. She's been waiting with us for over 6 weeks to find her new family, so please come in. She loves attention and toys. And would love to cuddle up beside you on your couch.
She has a different looking face from a lot of cats. What is it about her face that looks different? It's like her ears maybe are shorter?
Or? I think it's the white that you see around her eye, like on the right side, the white's over top, and then the white's on the bottom left, and the white on her face. That's what I think looks different to me about it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But she's a very handsome cat.
Very nice cat.
Pretty, so.
All right,
we do have the Dirty Dog Bash coming up on August 17th at 7 p.m., 576 White Mills, Glendale Road East, here in Hardin County, Kentucky. Tickets are $50 in advance, and 100% of the ticket sales go to Focus, who actually helps support the shelter, but also they are the ones that are helping me keep this Return to Field program going. I owe a big debt of gratitude to them, to Jesse Key and the Culpeper Express. They're going to be the entertainment for the night. It's going to be catered by Marquitas, All Things Beautiful and Delicious. And a special thank you to Jeff and Mary Key for setting this up for us. It's really going to be a big deal. Please, if you're interested in tickets, send an email to Focus. That's FOHCASKY@gmail.com.
All right. That is Mike McNutt, Director of Hardin County Animal Care and Control. This is Forever Friends, brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus on Town Drive in E-Town. Good to see you. I don't get to see you enough anymore.
Well, I'll start coming in more.
All right.